Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are not going to ruin your goddamn day of joy. The Don and Mike Show.
You want to say something?
Well, you said you're letting it soak in, and I was just going to add like a wet bed.
You know, I think it's true that when you surround yourself with talented people, you yourself find yourself performing at levels that you didn't know that you could perform at before.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I mean, really, just incredible. Incredible. That's all I have to say.
How about a new name for the lineup? Really, I mean, it's timely as today's movies, The Incredibles.
I like The Aristocrats.
Anyway, here again is Buzz. And be very careful, Buzz, because we want to make sure that the show that follows us has a big audience tonight. So I think keep delivering your A material.
I think this will do it.
Don't slack off in the last couple of minutes.
Not me, man.
Okay.
In sports, well, we've been down this road before. Penn State football coach Joe Paterno is taking some heat for his comments about an alleged sexual assault.
Speaking of letting it soak in.
Yeah. When asked about a Florida State linebacker facing sexual assault charges, Paterno said, quote, "A cute girl knocks on your door, what do you do?" The Pennsylvania chapter of the National Organization for Women says the comment was insensitive and puts women in danger. A Penn State spokesman says the quote was taken out of context.
Man, well, he's 80, right?
Yes, absolutely.
A burning, intensive desire.
Joe Paterno.
There he is. And finally.
I'm not here.
And then Joe Paterno's glasses tripled in size.
This burning, unquenchable desire.
Finally, the stuff we really care about.
All right.
5,000 people turned out at the Adult Video Awards this year in Las Vegas. That is a record. Will Survivor's Richard Hatch go naked in prison?
God, you're ugly.
That may be where he's headed on tax evasion charges.
A federal
judge has started selecting a jury. Hatch is accused of not paying the income tax on his TV winnings.
God, you're ugly.
And for spending on himself money he'd raised for charity.
Down the hatch.
And the man who invented LSD has just turned 100 years old. Quoting Swiss chemist Albert Hoffman, "I sat down on the divan and started to dream. What I was thinking appeared in colors."
What was it like growing up with him, Buzz?
Well, it was colorful, but as I recall, also cold.
Oh. Tracy, I'll be home late. I got to stop and buy a cake.
And chemist Albert Hoffman, Al, says acid should be legally available by prescription. Quoting again, "I produced the substance as a medicine. It's not my fault people abused it." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, no. You're a man with quite a few agendas,
I'm
Buzz.
I'm focused.
There you go. Well, you've given us the lead-in that we need.
Good.
To keep the laughs coming.
Yeah.
Right here at Funny Bone 106.
Can't wait. The Incredibles.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow with the new episode, everybody. Thank you very hard for listening. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you back there.
I want to say you've really made it all worthwhile.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm going to go drop acid.
Will we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.